Everyone get your songbooks back out. Tonight, Philip and I are going to present to you a lesson in Scripture and song. I know this is different than what we normally do, but every now and then I like to do this. It gives you an opportunity to not have to listen to me the whole time while I'm up here. And tonight we're going to talk about Give Me the Bible. You know, our very lives revolve around this book. It is the Word of God. As Paul said, it is God-breathed. And we need to have a great understanding of His Word for us in our lives. So tonight, we're going to read Scripture and sing songs about God's Word, the Bible. You know, we're going to be focusing, first of all, on the Old Testament and the instructions that was given to Moses from God Himself, and these instructions, of course, were passed on to the children of Israel. Turn in your Bibles to Deuteronomy chapter 6, and I'd like for us to read verse 1 and 2, and then jump down and read verses 7 through 9. Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 1 and 2. Now this is the commandment, and these are the statutes and judgments, which the Lord your God has commanded to each you, to teach you, that you may observe them in the land which you are crossing over to possess, that you may fear the Lord your God, to keep all His statutes and His commandments, which I command you. You and your son and your grandson, all the days of your life, and all your days may be prolonged. Now jumping down to verse 7 through 9. And these words which I command you today shall be on your heart. You shall teach them diligently to your children, and shall talk of them when you sit in your house, when you walk by the way, when you lie down, when you rise up. You shall bind them as a sign on your hand, and they shall be as frontlets between your eyes. You shall write them on the doorpost of your house and on your gates. You know, the children of Israel was a tremendously blessed people because they had the presence of the prophets who delivered to them the direction that they should go. Moses himself bringing down from the mountain of God the commandments that was given to them. The prophets which helped direct them in their lives throughout their time as a group of people. You know, if they failed, it was only because they had rejected the word that had been given to them. Now, in the New Testament times, which we are a part of today, God has spoken to us not through the words of Moses, but through the words of His Son, Jesus, and the inspired writers of the first century. These men laid down God's will for the rest of us and for all times to follow here on this earth. We have found this Word of God within the pages of inspiration that you and I hold in our hands, the Bible. And tonight, as I said earlier, we're going to meditate upon the Bible. So let's begin our study by singing about the Bible, number 154, and we'll sing, Give Me the Bible. First of all, this evening, as we think about the Word of God, I'd like for us to meditate upon its greatness. It is by far the greatest book that has ever been written. No book has come close to its publishment. No book has come close to those who have purchased it. It is by far that great. You can go anywhere to any continent on the earth and you will find words that people who understand that this is God's Word. I'd like for us to read together the greatness of the Bible, and we read this in Psalm 19. And we'll read the entire psalm, Psalm chapter 19. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament shows His handiwork. Day unto day utters speech, and night unto night reveals knowledge. There is no speech, no language, where the voice is not heard. Their line has gone out through all the earth, and all words to the end of the world. In them He has set a tabernacle for the sun, which is a bridegroom coming out of his chamber, and rejoices like a strong man to run his race. Its rising is from one end of heaven, and its circuit is to the other end, and there is nothing hidden from its heat. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, much than much fine gold. Sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb. Moreover, by them your servant is warned, and in keeping them there is great reward. Who can understand his errors? Cleanse me from secret faults. Keep back your servant also from presumptuous sins. Let them not have dominion over me. Then I shall be blameless, and I shall be innocent of a great transgression. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. The song in our book, number 721, the song Wonderful Story of Love, declares to us the greatness of God's Word. So let's sing together Wonderful Story of Love. Next, I would like for us to read about the salvation promise that comes to us from the Word of God. We are all here tonight because we are seeking this salvation. We have been told that by living a Christian life, by following His precepts that is given to us in the Word of God, that we can enjoy the promise of His salvation. Tonight I'd like to read to you about this from John chapter 20, beginning with verse 24. It's John chapter 20, beginning with verse 24. Now Thomas, called the twin, one of the 12, was not with them when Jesus came. The other disciples therefore said to him, "We have seen the Lord." So he said to them, "Unless I see his hands, the print of the nails, and put my finger into the print of the nails, and put my hand into his side, I will not believe." And after 8 days, his disciples were again inside, and Thomas with them. Jesus came, and the doors being shut, and stood in the midst, and said, "Peace be to you." Then he said to Thomas, "Reach forth your finger here, and look at my hands. And reach your hand here, and put it into my side. Do not be unbelieving, but believing." And Thomas answered and said to him, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said to him, "Thomas, because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen and had yet have believed." And truly Jesus did many other signs in the presence of the disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you may have life in His name. You know, God's promise of salvation is true. In fact, we will find all of the promises of God that have been made to us are true. We can stand on them sure and solid because we know that from God they are real. There is a song in our book, Standing on the Promises, number 598, that gives us the assurance that we can have that the promises of God are real. They are ours because we love God, because we obey God, and because we live for Him. So let's sing Standing on the Promises. Next, I would like for us to think about the guidance that we get from God's Word. And I want to read to you from the book of John chapter 6, beginning with verse 61 and continuing through verse 69. John chapter 6, beginning with verse 61. When Jesus knew in himself that his disciples complained about this, he said to them, "Does this offend you? What then if you should see the Son of Man ascend where he was before? It is the Spirit who gives life, and the flesh profits nothing. The words that I speak to you are spirit, and they are life. But if there are some of you who do not believe," for Jesus knew from the beginning that they were who did not believe and who would betray him. And he said, therefore, I have said to you that no one can come to me unless it has been granted to him by my Father. From that many of his disciples went back and walked with him no more. Then Jesus said to the 12, do you also want to go away? But Simon Peter answered him, Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. Also, we have come to believe and know that you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. You know, when Peter made this statement, this is not the only time that Peter said he knew who Jesus was. When he said, to whom shall we go? He understood that Jesus was the one to follow. He knew that it was only Jesus that he had a future through. He knew that it was only Jesus that would be able to give him eternal life. You and I today, sitting here in this auditorium, we understand that. We know that it is Jesus that we are to follow. We know that Jesus alone can give us eternal life, and no one else can. So therefore, we follow him. Regardless of where it takes us in life, regardless of the things that we must do, it is Jesus that we follow. The song in our book, number 761, Where He Leads, I Will Follow, declares to us in no uncertain terms, Jesus is the one that we follow. So let's sing the song together, Where He Leads, I'll Follow. In Luke chapter 6, beginning with verse 46, Jesus said, why do you call me Lord, Lord, and not do the things that I say? Whoever comes to me and hears my sayings and does them, I will show you to whom he is like. He is like a man building a house, who dug deep and laid the foundation on the rock. And when the flood arose and the stream beat vehemently against that house, it could not shake it, for it was founded on the rock. But he who heard and did nothing is like a man who built a house on the earth without a foundation, against which the stream beat vehemently, and immediately it fell. And the ruin of that house was great. You know, as we study God's Word from day to day, and I do hope that all of us study from His Word daily, we need to make sure that we are handling what we read correctly. You know, some people don't read the Bible right. Some people will take their Bible and they will open it up and they will just turn to a page, and wherever they land is where they read. And then they close their book and they say, I have read God's Word. God's Word must be read in a way that we can understand it. We must receive and faithfully do the things that He tells us that we must do. You know, we should never be able to call Jesus Lord and live unprepared. And the only way that we can live prepared is to have a knowledge and an understanding of His Word. In our last reading, God hears the Word and does nothing about it. He is like the man who don't have a foundation. He has nothing solid to stand on. In Matthew's version, it talks about on sand. And we've all walked on sand. And we know how unsure that foundation is. We have to be certain that our foundation is sure, because if we put our lives on something that is earthly, something that is not founded on God, oh, it may be beautiful. We may think that it is complete and that it's wonderful. But you can rest assured, disaster is certain. But by hearing His Word and being a faithful doer of His Word, we can stand on something that is solid, something that is sure. The winds of the world can blow and the rains of sin can beat upon you, and you will stand firm because you are founded on Jesus Christ. That's why we are here tonight, so that we can become stronger and we can ground ourselves deeper into Christ. So tonight, my friend, if you are not a Christian, yes, you do need to meditate upon His Word. And you need to obey that word. And tonight, through faith, and through changing your life, through repentance of sin, by confessing Jesus as the Son of the living God and being baptized for the remission of your sins, you can have all the blessings that come from standing on a sure foundation. And if you have that need tonight, we're ready to help you. And it may be that tonight that you are a Christian and you have just simply let go of His Word. You have not made it the greatest part of your life. You're not reading it. You're not understanding it. You're not living by it with every fiber within you. You need to change that tonight. You need to repent of those sins and start again. And keep God's Word first and foremost in your life. Tonight we're going to sing number 23 as an invitation song, All Things Are Ready. And you know those few words say a lot. All things are ready. God's love is ready. Christ's love is ready. God sent His Son so that we can be ready. He gave His Son on the cross so you and I can be ready to have God, Christ, the Holy Spirit in our lives. And not only here, but all throughout eternity. So we need to say within ourselves this evening, give me the Bible. Give me God's Word. Because it has for me everything that I need to be the kind of person that God would have us to be. Tonight, if you need to respond, please come as we stand and sing.